It's a best of edition of today's issues on American Family Radio. This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning to go here, and we encourage you to participate either by calling or just, you know, soul to soul, however you want to do
Hey, congratulations again to Autumn, 15 years old in Tennessee. Won a nice travel mug. Going to get her driver's license early as well.
Yes.
And we got her on the line. Autumn, you have a question for us?
Yes. What color are flamingo eggs?
I had some yesterday for breakfast. Flamingo eggs, man. They're that's awesome. A little bit of whale blubber, that's awesome.
Flamingo eggs, that's actually against the law. That's an endangered species. I wouldn't be admitting to that.
It's kind of like the game warden that came up on those guys who were eating an owl. And the guy said, park ranger said, you know, it's against the law. That's an endangered species. And the guy said, well, we know we were hungry. And the park ranger said, well, I've always been curious. What does it taste like? And they said, kind of tastes like bald eagle. Yes, I did it. I got a joke in on a question.
Yeah.
Pulled the JJ.
Hey, what color about the eggs? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You
guys have a guess? I mean, flamingos are pink. So
is it around Easter, though?
I'm just gonna guess and say
I'm gonna say
green.
White.
All right, we got white, we got green. Just guess a color.
Blue.
All right, those are our guesses, Autumn.
They are pink.
Pink.
Wow.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. Flamingo eggs are pink.
Flamingo eggs.
Just flamingos. Hey,
what's
are pink.
Up with
their milk is also pink.
Okay. What's up with the fake flamingos in people's yards?
Why would Autumn know?
No.
Do you know anybody? You don't know anybody does that, Autumn?
Yes, I've seen a lot of it.
I know.
You're
in Tennessee.
Really know
I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Ever since my wife told me to quit doing flamingo impersonations, I had to put my foot down.
Thank you, Autumn.
A man has to take a stand when necessary.
Thanks, Autumn.
You can call back
we got your information, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, we're going to send Autumn a travel mug and her first driver's license.
Trivia Friday on
America. We make them up here in the back room along with passports and
and cash. Yeah, so don't tell anybody.
No.
Nobody will ever know.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, why don't we repeat our questions real quick?
All right. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false? In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's brother? And my last question, what is a male fox called?
All right, what do you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower? What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower? Next question. What part of the eye gives it color? I've got two.
What part of the eye gives it color?
Color, yeah.
Like color as in personality or color like in real color?
Like when someone has blue eyes.
So what part of the eye gives them blue?
Yes.
All right. That's what you got? You finished?
Yeah, I could add one, but I think we're... Yeah, let me add one.
All right, you throw one in
which,
there.
And the third one, which female appeared on the 1999 U.S. dollar coin? Which female appeared on the 1999 U.S. dollar coin?
Helen Reddy, was it?
She was in the running.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Hear me roar. All right, my two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Heretofore.
What animals does a hippophobe fear? You're a hippophobe, you have a problem when these animals come around. Number two. Wow, is that my last one? No. Let's see. Okay, this is a new one. What's the end man on a tug-of-war team called?
The end man?
Oh, good question.
What's the end man, E-N-D, on a tug of war team, what's he called?
If you want to win, he better be Fat Man.
There's a
better not be Little Boy.
There's an official name. All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. We go next to Alabama, where Glenn has been waiting and has heretofore not been on the show. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I answered your trivia question about the flamingos very quickly, which was the reason I called. The flamingos started in Parma Heights, Ohio, as a joke for a lady who was celebrating her 40th birthday, and her husband went and built all these pink flamingos, and then people would just go and steal them out of the yard and put them in other people's yards. Now there's a whole industry devoted to pink flamingos and cows.
So that's how that got started. So the plastic.
Well, I can certainly understand the joke element of it when they put it out on the.
Yeah, but the pink flamingos.
Because I used to work for a singing telegram company in Cleveland and New York called Eastern Onion Singing Telegrams years ago before I became a Christian. So I know all that kind of goofy stuff.
Wow.
Wait, when were you there?
Hey, Glenn, I'm sorry.
Where did you work?
I worked for a singing telegram company called Eastern Onion Singing Telegrams.
Were you there in 2009?
No, in 2009 I was in Mobile.
Okay. Well, my cousin worked there. And
here we go.
He had a baritone, and not many people could work for the company. He had baritones, so he got made quite a lot of money.
You know, called the Eastern Onion.
The takeoff on Western Union.
There's a satirical website called The Onion. Anyway, there's all kinds of things in here we could explore, but we're running out of time. So, all right, Glenn.
Real quick, I wanted to know. I talked to the lady that you're screener, and I wanted to call in one day next week and talk to your listeners about this petition you have, because it's very important that be signed.
Yes, sir.
Being an entertainer, I have lost a lot of money. Especially being a Christian entertainer, I have lost a lot of money. So I would like to call in, but she told me best not to do it today, to do one day next week. So if you'll tell me what day to call, I'll call in.
Okay. You're talking about the religious freedom executive order?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, petition.
I want to call in and tell people about it.
Glenn, when you get off the show, type us a little short email about what you're talking about and send it to comments@afr.net.
I'll do it.
And do attention today's issues.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll answer the trivia about Jackie Robinson.
Hey, somebody already got that.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can I give you guys a quick one then?
All right,
yes, sir.
What cars are mentioned in the Bible?
That would be Hondas, because in the Acts it says they were all in one accord.
There's also a Plymouth in the Garden of Eden.
A Plymouth.
A Plymouth. The Garden of Eden.
Okay, go ahead and tell us how that is.
When Adam and Eve sinned, God drove them out in his fury.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's good right there. I don't care who you are.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, Glenn.
Also, motorcycle triumph.
Heard throughout the land?
Yeah.
Yeah. These questions go way back.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We go next to?
Well, we go to Virginia, Tim, and Jane is on the line.
Is Nicholas, he's been holding an hour. Is he going to get on, you think?
Who's been holding an hour?
Looks like me.
Oh, Jane. I just got Jane on. I don't have a time on that one. Jane, welcome. Sorry for that. We were just chit-chatting here about something. So welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both, but it's Jean.
Yeah, not like Tarzan Ann.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Jean. I'm sorry.
Like Hackman.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Except spelled. I'm sure spelled differently.
Right.
All
right. Which question would you like to answer, Jean?
I've been on hold for so long, I'm doubting my answers now.
Okay.
Bless your heart. We're going to have to fix this. She's been on hold a long time, the time she can never get back. Jean, go ahead.
I'm going to do the one about the swastika.
All right, let me repeat the question. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false?
I want to say it's false because I think I heard that it was someplace else, but I'm not really sure now.
What about okay, but you're going to have to choose.
Right.
I say it's false.
All right, false. That is 100% true. Excuse me. You're 100% correct. It is false.
Yeah, nice. I know you threw me off with your answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you made her heart stop beating unnecessarily.
That sounds like one of those things I try to vote, and it's on the ballot. I vote yes to say no on
to
yes,
the overturning.
Yes, we should make the amendment not applicable to the thing. Absolutely. And I go, I don't know what I'm voting for.
I'm sorry, Gene. I confused myself and then the whole listening audience. No, you're absolutely true. It has an ancient history and is a sacred symbol in Hinduism, Buddhism, a couple other religions. It takes too long to explain how Adolf Hitler decided on it as a symbol for the Nazi Party.
But he hijacked it.
But
it
he
was
hijacked.
Around.
He hijacked it. That's correct. And so you are correct. The answer is false.
Now, I have a question for you guys, and it's kind of a two-parter. Okay, Cleopatra bathed in milk. Okay, what milk from what animal did she bathe in, and how many did she take with her on her journeys to make sure she had enough milk to bathe in it?
Well, it was flamingo milk. Flamingo. No, I'm just kidding.
It was almond. Wasn't it?
No.
Gene, it wasn't almond?
It wasn't almond.
Well, for starters, we know it was not homogenized. We'll start right there. And beyond that...
crocodile milk.
It was not 2%. It was whole milk, what she bathed in. And she had some supple skin. Her skin was just like a baby when she was in her mid-60s. All because of bathing in that whole milk. Buttermilk is what it was, and everybody knows that.
All right, Gene, it's buttermilk. What about it? You said what animal. She said what animal.
It's donkey milk.
Donkey milk. I don't even think about donkeys having milk.
And no. Tim said crocodile milk, and I thought, whose job is it to milk a crocodile?
You know, when they'll scratch.
What are you doing back there?
No, look, and that's exactly where that thing came from about crocodile tears. When somebody's milking that crocodile, it's painful for everybody.
Somebody had to go to the house and say, we lost John. Really? What happened? He was milking a crocodile.
Well, that's actually where the idea of Captain Hook came from.
Oh.
Yeah, he lived on a farm down there in Egypt.
Milking crocodiles?
He was sent down to milk the crocodiles.
And then he decided to take a journey to the Caribbean.
It's donkey milk. Well, that's that's very interesting. Thank you, Jane.
Gene.
And thank you for your patience.
And sorry for the confusion.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. And
right.
Look, I'm a new listener. I've not been listening but like 2 or 3 days.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I know. And it's great. I mean, I listen at Dan Celia whenever he starts at 9, to you guys, to after that. And I'm getting absolutely nothing done through my day.
Oh, bless you. Hey, Gene, are you listening to our news station out of Culpeper?
No, I have to listen out of Princeton, West Virginia, because we're on the West Virginia-Virginia border where I'm at.
Okay.
So, and I'm kind of in the boonies.
Okay.
So, you know, I have to take my phone outside to talk.
I got you. Well, we have a new station, a relatively new station on the air in Culpeper, Virginia, which reaches, into the D.C. suburbs there. But anyway, thanks, Gene. We appreciate it very much for you calling.
Thank you, guys. And you're doing a great job. Yeah, great job, and you helped me on decisions and election and stuff, so great job.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you very much. That's why we're
all
here.
All right. We love
to,
our listeners.
Impact the world for Christ and tell people what's going on in our country so we can save our nation. You're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
And Learning University's on the air every Friday. We do our best to just to make you a more better person, increase your IQ. And the things of that nature were. So, all right. Reminds me of
all right. I'm gonna go with Nicholas. You had
Let's
mentioned
do that. He's been on the air for two days.
I don't.
He's been waiting for 2 days.
Nicholas from
probably
Texas.
Built up an attitude if I were him.
Welcome to the program, Nicholas.
Hey,
Nicholas. How long did you wait, Nicholas? Seriously.
Uh, An hour and 8 minutes and 15 seconds. So
all right, Nicholas. Here's the reason why. I have times that people have been waiting next to everyone's name. Nicholas had no time on there. So what I usually do
He's timeless.
Well, I look for who's been waiting the longest, and I kept skipping over Nicholas because I didn't see a time there.
That's why I noticed it.
You noticed it.
I noticed it. Hey, Nicholas, what we're going to do, brother, is we're going to send you a free AFR travel mug. Stainless steel.
Oh, all right.
It'll last you till Armageddon. All right?
So we're gonna line.
We want satisfied customers.
When we get through with this conversation here, then you stay on the line, and we'll get your address, and we'll send you one because, man, you've been holding an hour and whatever it is.
Hey, and before you ask or answer, Nicholas, you know how you're trying to guess which line's going to be the move the quickest in the bank? This person got in the long line there in front of the bank teller, and it was so long, thought, well, I'll do something useful, so started to go ahead and make out part of the check. And said, hey, does anybody know what day today is? I'm going to go ahead and write it down. And from the back of the line, they said, I wouldn't write it yet.
Write what day? It might be tomorrow before you get up to the window. All right, Nicholas, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The one about the hippophobes.
Oh, yeah, because I want to know this, too.
Yes, sir. That's the... Contrary to popular belief, the hippophobes were not a group in the 50s. They weren't. But what animals does a hippophobe fear?
I believe it's people who are afraid of horses.
Yes, it's people who are afraid of horses. I guess hippo, you know, means, I don't know what.
I think it's Greek or something.
Derivative.
It's something to do with.
Hippology is with like kind of the study of horses. Horses.
How did you know that?
One of those words.
How did you know that, Nicholas?
One of my good buddies is one of the best horse surgeons in the nation.
Really? Wow, that is a specialty.
He told you, or you, or what?
Well, we're just talking about what he does, and I think it came up one time.
I have borderline hippophobia. Myself here. I
mean, mine's not borderline.
I've only been on about. Have you ever been on a horse head?
I have twice. Both times it bit me.
It bit you?
It bit
now,
me.
I haven't had that kind of experience.
Yeah, reached around and bit me. It was on a trail ride twice with a group of teenagers.
I was on a trail ride.
That was it.
The trail ride in that horse, which I'd never been on but a Shetland pony before.
Is it around Tupelo?
Yeah,
horse
it took off.
No
well, it might have been the same horse.
Well, it took off through the. Is one of you pay? You go and pay
yes.
you $10,
yeah,
you get
pay.
On your horse, and you figure out why am I paying to torture myself?
One time it bit me when we were on the trail, and then one time we went a certain
same
distance.
Same horse.
And it stopped, and it wouldn't move. And everyone else went on, left me. Wolves could have eaten me. Wouldn't have mattered. They
mine started running through the woods, through the trees. Tree branches are low hanging,
and I'm
on a horseback, and it started running, and you talk about terrified.
Your life going before your eyes.
Yeah. I'm a borderline
hippophobe. You know this
myself.
Is right, what a small world it is because Nicholas, you're talking about your friend being a horse surgeon. For many years, I've been a horse counselor, and I always like to start out by asking them, "Why such a long face?"
Oh man, Nicholas, I just want to apologize for that.
That's all right.
No, JJ is well known on this show for having a joke for any and all occasions.
JJ can bring the corn.
All right, what's your question for us, Nicholas?
Okay, this ought to be right up y'all's alley. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
That was a couple of weeks ago. I want to.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Nicholas. Don't say yes or no yet.
Okay.
Was it
John Adams?
I think it was John Adams. John Adams.
All right, we're good.
We're going to go with John Adams.
John Adams, that is correct.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Hey, that was my team. That was
awesomer.
My team.
All right, hey, Nicholas, we're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will be the next voice you hear. She'll get your address, and we will send you a travel mug for being a good sport, okay?
All right, well, I appreciate y'all, and I think y'all do a great job. And
thank you, brother.
Just a verse for y'all at Learning University. If a wise man argues with the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet.
I've been there. I've been there on both sides of that equation. Thanks, Nicholas. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oops. Hey, hey, and let me throw out a thing in defense of horses. You guys were pretty rough. Horseback riding, soothing, relaxing, one of the greatest things you can do, trail riding. I was feeding the horses yesterday and just thinking, boy, what great animals. Can't wait for it to warm
up. Oh, yeah.
To go horseback riding.
It's like anything else in this world. It's not for everybody.
That's right. That's
right.
You
know, it's for a lot of people.
Like milking crocodiles? Not for everybody.
Not for everybody. We all have our hobbies, things we enjoy. We shouldn't put other people down for.
Or other animals.
Ed and I are just expressing terror-filled memories that we have.
And I have a right to my fear,
right.
JJ.
We're borderline hippophobes.
That's right.
We are, and we don't, you know, I don't think we should have to go to some, you know, special class to admit that.
You wait till HR hears about this. You guys are going to have to watch 3 hours of a film to help you.
I've told Ed, you text me anytime you start having hippophobic fears, and I'll do the same for you, and we'll help each other
help
through this.
Through that crisis.
So and here's what you can do. You can say, are you feeling comfortable about equestrian things? And you can go, nay. Nay, I am not. And you can, you know, stand up and say, my name is Eva Tagliano.
And I'm a hippophobe.
I'm a hippophobe.
Who's up next?
All right. We've got, we go to Virginia. Dave is on the line. Dave, we are up against the clock. So do you want to ask, answer, or do both? We're going to have to make this.
No, I will ask you. I will answer one and ask you one.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
The colony in Massachusetts, the Mayflower people.
Here's the question, Dave. What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower?
That was the Plymouth Colony.
Right. Nicely done.
Or some people call it the Mayflower.
The Mayflower?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they were
those from the south of England called it, let's go get on the Mayflower.
Go get on the Mayflower, what do you think?
And they were drove out in a fury, so it all just stayed there connected.
What's your question, Dave?
For my question, I'm going to fire back on one of your earlier questions. You talked about the two A-bombs, the fat man and the little boy. Which was the first one of those two that was dropped? It would have been on Hiroshima on August the 6th.
That was Little Boy.
What was the name of the first one?
Little Boy. Little Boy was dropped
on
Hiroshima.
Little Boy was the first one, and Fat Man
was on August 9th.
Hey, and I'm going to jump.
On August 9th, Nagasaki.
I've got a little quick
correction on one of your earlier conversations here. Those islands in the human body are the islands of Lohengrin.
Islands of what?
Lohengrin. Lohengrin.
And not okay. Langerhorn.
That was like eighth grade science class.
Lohengrin.
Hey,
okay.
Well, there may be two sets of islands here, but this one is we're talking about is called the Langerhans.
Hey, Dave, we're going to have to let the discussion go for another day. We're
going
to give the answers to our questions remaining, all right? Hey, thanks, brother.
God bless you all.
Langerhans, right. Islets of Langerhans. Go ahead.
All right, in the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's brother? Castor Oil. That's pretty good.
For real?
Yeah. For real. What is a male fox called? They can be known as dogs, Todds, or Reynards.
What part of the eye gives it color?
The retina.
Iris. Iris.
And what female appeared on the 1999 U.S. dollar coin?
Susan Anthony?
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan, what does B stand for?
Beatrice.
Okay.
For Aunt B.
All right.
I just made that
all
up.
Right. Hey, you may be right. What's the end man on a tug-of-war team called?
I go with Fat Man.
Anchorman. All right, folks, thanks for joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend.
And if a steroid shot don't alleviate the pain in your Isle of Langerhorn, penicillin is going to do a little good as well.